Few poets explored the history and concerns of African Americans like the late Amiri Baraka. Amiri Baraka died last year. He was one of the most important and controversial figures in African American literature. Next week, to mark Black History Month, Grove Press is publishing a comprehensive anthology of Amiri Baraka's poetry. It's called SOS Poems, 1961 to 2013. Tom Vitale has more.
For Amiri Baraka, poetry was about the sound of the words, that the poems should come alive when they were read aloud.
This is a poem for John Coltrane. It's called Amtrak. History, love, scream, oh, train, oh, scream, history, love. Begin on by a Philly nightclub or the basement of a colored church. Walk the bars, my man, for pay. Honk the night lust of money. Oh, blow, scream, history, love.
In 1980, Baraka told me about his deep interest in jazz. He wrote music criticism, and his seminal book, Blues People, written under his given name, Leroy Jones, is still in print. In his poetry, he incorporated the rhythms and melodies of jazz. He said he looked at the texts of his poems like scores for pieces of music.
I'm trying to make the poems as musical as I can, you know, from the inception, so that whether they're read on the page or people read them aloud or I read them aloud, the musicality will be kind of a given.
In the poem Amtrak, Baraka said he was trying to capture the spirit of John Coltrane's music, as well as to show the context that produced that music, the social upheaval of the 1960s.
Super sane screams against reality course through him as sound. Yes, it says, this is now in you screaming. Recognize the truth, recognize reality, and even check me, train who blows it. Yes, it says, yes, and yes again, convulsive, multi-orgasmic art protest.
He, like Langston Hughes before him, like Ralph Ellison to some extent, understood the preeminence, you'd have to say, of Black music in Black American expressive culture.
Arnold Rampersad is professor emeritus at Stanford University and an authority on African American literature. He says Baraka started out writing poetry as part of the Beat movement in the Greenwich Village of the 1950s, casual and confessional verse in the style of his friend Allen Ginsberg.
But then gradually he became and brought race more and more into his work till it became the central element of his writing. And for that, he was vilified in many circles, but I think it was the beginning of a flood of similar poetry, I think, from young Black writers who became empowered as a result of the freedoms that he commissioned in the writing of poetry.
In the 1960s, Amiri Baraka was a leading figure in the Black Power movement. In the 70s, he broke with the Black nationalists, but remained a committed Marxist. The sound and the fury in much of Baraka's verse is a call to arms.
Make you think of all that's been, make you think of all that's past, all that flows that won't come back again. Think about, study, study, do it, be about what needs to be about what needs, Yeah, please, right now, be about what needs to be. Only revolution will set us free.
Most of Amiri Baraka's poetry was first published by small alternative presses. In a 1982 interview at his home in Newark, New Jersey, Baraka said the major publishers wouldn't touch it.
They would publish you if you had the same story to tell as mainstream white writers. But because no oppressed nationality can tell, you know, that story, if you're true to history, then they respond by saying, well, you're complaining too much. You're always complaining, you know, we don't want complaints. People don't want complaints.
Baraka said he never worried that his politics were overwhelming his poetry.
As a political artist, you know, I think you have to learn how to create art, no matter what your ideology is. If, you know, as Mao Zedong said, you are successful in what you do, is you combine high artistic quality and revolutionary politics, you see. And then I think the real hallmark of an effective political artist is that the politics is accepted with the art and is made influential because of the strength of the art.
Scholar Arnold Rampersad says sometimes Baraka went too far in his radical expression. For example, his anti-Semitic lines in a 2002 poem about the World Trade Center bombing that generated a huge controversy and got him removed as New Jersey's poet laureate. But Rampersad says Baraka's emphasis on racial and economic inequality has never lost its relevance.
You have a very powerful and authentic voice writing about the African-American condition in a way that is absolutely memorable and is also, I think, prophetic.
You have all of what you need. That assembly line you work on will dissolve in thin air. Oh, wow, wow. Oh, wow, wow. Just gotta die. Just gotta die. This whole world ain't nothing. Must be the devil got you thinking so. It can't be Rockefeller. It can't be Morgan. It can't be capitalism. It can't be national oppression. Oh, wow. No way. Now go back to work and cool it.
When Amiri Baraka died last year at the age of 79, he left behind a body of work that, says Arnold Rampersad, improved the heart and soul, the texture of Black American poetry. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.